Millions of federal employees show up for work day after day, but are they fully engaged? Well, the evidence says no, and it says the problem is getting worse. People who run HR in agencies, the chief human capital officers, have a lot of the responsibility for helping ensure an engaged, enthusiastic workforce. Now, each year, Grant Thornton and the Partnership for Public Service survey these federal CHICOs. And here with highlights of the latest survey is John Palguda, the partnership's vice president for policy. Hi, John.
Good morning, Emily and Tom.
So, John, how is being a CHICO like being in the TV show Survivor?
Well, actually, unfortunately, a lot of similarities. In the reality show Survivor, you drop this group of individuals in a hostile environment. You run them through different trials and tribulations. And at the very end, of course, somebody wins. They all get taken out of the bad circumstances, and life goes on. So CHICOs have been put into the middle of a really tough situation. The difference is there's nobody there to take them out. They have to stay there and deal with it and try to figure out how to make things better.
So it's more like Dorothy after the tornado than it really is being somewhere where there's a chopper that'll get you. So what are they saying about the prospects for better engagement of the workforce? Because we keep seeing surveys and after survey and statement after statement about how bad morale is.
Well, you know, as you mentioned, we've been doing these interviews, and actually they're individual interviews with all the CHICOs. We've been doing it since 2007. This time around, when we talked to the CHICOs in December and January, it was a lot had changed. They had gone through sequestration, shutdown, budget cuts, rising workloads, and the employee engagement scores that we monitor and that are based on the OPM's Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, they've reached the lowest levels since OPM started that survey in 2002. So what they were basically telling us is that the impact of all of the changes over the last 2-3 years have had a very distinct and negative impact on the workforce and the ability of that workforce to get the job done.
You know, that's really no surprise, though, if you think about when you did the survey, right, just a few months after the worst of the worst, another shutdown, and before that furloughs. But I'm wondering, do you sense that this is a reflection of that moment in time or a persistent problem?
Well, there's always hope, Emily. Clearly, what they were telling us is that, look, all of that stuff has an impact. Now, they've kept things running, they and the rest of the federal workforce, they've kept things running. We haven't had any major disasters. But, think of it as the canary in the coal mine. The chief human capital officers are saying, but, we've got some unfavorable circumstances here. There's some gas in the coal mine. We can do something about it. We can clear things out. We can rebuild. We can move forward. In fact, the title of our report, Embracing Change, was really reflecting a hopeful sense that we got from the chief human capital officers. They weren't saying this is bad. We just need to go back to the way things were. They were saying, okay, this is the world we're living in. We have to embrace this change, but we have to figure out how we can rebuild. Our subtitle was Rising to the Challenge of an Altered Landscape. The landscape is different. The environment in government is different now than it used to be. We're not going to go back to the good old days. We have to figure out how to build a better workforce and a better government going forward, because we need that in order for the government to get its job done.
We're speaking with John Palguda, the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service, discussing the latest partnership and Grant Thornton survey of chief human capital officers. But if you get past hiring and look at performance management and having the right people in the right place, there really have been some disasters, I would put forth, at the VA for whatever reason. Somebody and managers of high level thought to try to alter records and so forth to, as far as we know, cover up long waits, for care. You see this kind of thing happening here and there in the government. And, I mean, that's a CHICO issue to some degree, too, though, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And of course, we don't have all the facts yet, but something very wrong happened at VA. I don't know. Again, we just don't know, everything. It doesn't seem like it was necessarily related to lack of resources. VA was one of the agencies exempt from sequestration, but clearly there was a management breakdown. There were some things done that were inappropriate, and that has to be addressed. So we've had individual situations, and this is a very unfortunate, drastic situation that has to be corrected in VA. But if you think about all the things that government does over the last couple of years, it's kept working by and large. We haven't had the failures in Katrina or the breakdowns leading up to 9/11 or the Wall Street meltdown and fingers pointed at Securities and Exchange Commission. By and large, the wheels of government have kept turning. It's just that they're getting a little rusty and, in need of some service here. One of the things we heard from the Chicos is that, we've had deferred maintenance, if you will, on the workforce, major cutbacks in training and development, reduced or deferred hiring. And so now we do have skills mismatches or simply not enough people in some areas to really get the job done the way it should. We have outdated workforce systems, the pay system, the hiring system, and again, I think it they're pointing this out not to say woe is us, but it was very proactive during these interviews. I did every single interview. It was very proactive in terms of look, these are the problems. We have to know what we're dealing with. We have to know what the problems are so we can fix them. And we're going to need some help here. We're going to need some. We're going to need Congress to do its part. We need our central agencies to help us. OMB, OPM, but they're up for it. They're a little discouraged at times, but basically they're saying we know what needs to be done. We just need the ability to do it, the authority to manage, to budget, and get the job done because it's important.
And at the same time, your survey showed that or shone a light on problems that are completely within agencies' own control, it seems. And I wanted you to talk a little bit about that. I mean, for example, they were telling you that it's hard to come by a culture of regular feedback. There's a performance management system where it seems like Wobegon, where everybody is above average. What are these things that agencies are doing that they can really change and improve from these Chico standpoint?
Oh, very good point, Emily. And I will say the finger pointing was in all directions, including in some cases at themselves. They do know that, in terms of employee engagement, for example, that a big part of keeping employees engaged is making sure they have a clear sense of direction. They get regular feedback, as you said, on how they're doing and how they can do better. And you also ask for feedback from employees to help figure out better ways to do things because sometimes the old ways simply aren't going to be sustainable anymore. We find new ways. And those are entirely within the control of the agency. And the Chicos understand that. In fact, one of the things we found, Emily, was that when we asked very specifically, how about your top leaders, the secretary or the agency head and the next level down, how focused are they on engagement? And the response was they're focused a lot on this. They on a 1 to 10 scale, it was 8 to 10s across the board pretty much. But middle management and first-line supervisors, not so much, whether they were feeling overwhelmed or simply, focused on the day-to-day stuff. They were saying, yeah, we have to do what we can within the agency. We have to better engage, support and train and develop our managers and supervisors, give them the tools they need, but hold them accountable, too. This kind of goes back, I'm afraid, to the VA thing. There was a management problem, a management breakdown. And that's something that you deal with internally. It wasn't like, we need help from outside. It's we need to also do what we can do make make sure we know the difference between what we can do and where we need change, and work on both of those.
And so, John, besides speaking with us about the report, what happens to it? Whose eyes can it come before that might be able to make a difference?
Well, we're at 9 o'clock this morning. We're going to have an official report release. I've got two assistant secretaries for management, one from labor, one from HHS. I've got two HR leaders from defense in Navy and Defense Logistics Agency. And we're going to talk about this. We've got a couple hundred folks coming by, and that's the start of a dialogue. This cannot be a one-time conversation, put it on the shelf and move on. It's, as I said, they've identified issues that have to be worked on over a period of time. And so we're going to keep it up. We're going to have the conversation. We're going to have other forums. Federal News Radio is doing a great job of focusing on these issues. And we just need this to be part of the ongoing dialogue.
And when things get too grim, we can always remember the Sammy's finalist for inspiration.
That's right.
Truly.
There are good things happening out there. We just want more of the good things and less of the not so good things. And we're going to talk to Congress. We're going to talk to the central agencies. This is too important
sure.
to let go.
All right. John Palguda is Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Tom and Emily. Thanks a lot.